This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number 17 of the... Oh, wait, no, sorry. Hour number 3.
Now, before we get back to this, I had some things I wanted to say about time travel.
You know, before you finish your point on time travel there, Peakless Mountaineer, Richie Rich was telling me that Peakless Mountaineer had some other thoughts on time travel.
Well, see, it's more like a timey-wimey ball of stuff.
Stop it, you're confusing the polarity.
This is why I'm the funny one, man. Just nail the joke once and then...
If jokes are even real, Richie Rich.
If jokes are even your mom.
And that's a throwback joke from like months ago.
You thought I'd forget, didn't you?
No, because I overrode that one a whole bunch of times.
It's a timey-wimey evening.
It is Free Talk Live. Believe it or not, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us over the phone and get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I teased this bit just before we went to the break about, I called it Homo Robocopus.
Excellent name.
Because
why is there a band called Homo Robocopus?
That's a good question.
Because Apple has the trademark.
Damn it.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that no megacorp has decided to just, like, start copywriting every possible combination of letters.
Well,
just
somebody...
like, send them in there.
Somebody recently did that with music.
Mm. Right.
Somebody put out an algorithm that copyrighted every possible melody that could be constructed. And then... now it's free domain.
Released like, it into the public domain.
Yeah, everybody, nice. They just said, you know, Creative Commons or whatever it was. They, you know, did it in some sort of way that like, yep, go ahead, everybody. And I was like, that is a great way to outsmart the freaking government.
It is.
That's brilliant.
And then Vanilla Ice went back in time to win his lawsuit.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. So this from the New York Post. France, China, developing biologically engineered super soldiers. That's right. The future is here.
Go on.
And it wants to kill you.
Just 2 weeks after it was announced, China was developing biologically enhanced super soldiers. France, that's right, France, has joined the fray in creating Terminator troops that can be bred to kill.
Or according, wave a white flag.
According to a new report.
You know, France has this strange reputation of being, you know, not warlike or potentially even cowardly.
And it's weird because it's not true.
It's not. Like, they've got more nukes than England, man. Most people don't even know they have nukes.
French nukes?
They throw a pretty good revolution, too.
They've got hundreds of these things.
The French seek to improve physical, cognitive, perceptive, and psychological capacities.
I didn't know they had a seek.
And could allow for location tracking or connectivity with weapon systems and other soldiers. Among the ministry's research were drugs to keep troops awake for long periods of time and combat stress and even surgery to improve hearing.
Wait, oh, I've heard this one before.
Just wait till that trickles down to the consumer market. Mm. You will never get a day off.
Right? Yeah. How come you weren't at work for the entire week? Oh... yeah, every day, all the time.
It always kind of surprised me that meth was still illegal. Like, wouldn't you want your drones working as hard as possible?
Did you say meth?
Yeah.
Meth is FDA approved.
What?
It's called Ritalin, right?
No. I can't think of the name offhand. Forget it. But I can't think of the name offhand. Dioxin is the clinical term. There you go.
Oh, right.
But it's FDA approved methamphetamine. And it's used for the treatment of ADHD and obesity.
Mm.
So I once got a friend hooked on it because he was my fat friend who couldn't focus. Dude, you need some meth.
So you got him hooked on it?
Sure. I mean, I didn't like inject him with it, but I said, you should probably try meth. And so he did.
What a good friend.
He was my fat friend who couldn't focus, and it's FDA approved to treat ADHD and obesity.
That doesn't mean it's cool.
You know, actually, the fattest man I've ever met was a meth dealer.
Because you don't get high on your own supply.
Yeah. That means he was a good drug dealer.
Yeah. No. He was terrible.
Oh, really?
No, he definitely tapped into his own supply. He just wouldn't do anything after that.
Oh, weird. So this new species of augmented soldiers dubbed Homo Robocopus could also have altered DNA to give them enhanced speed and strength as well as robotics.
Now, injected via vaccine.
Before I go on, I was, you know, just kind of joking about this being Science Fiction Sunday, and, you know, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of a thing. I'm not joking. This is an article from the New York Post talking about things that are actually happening. Mm. I'm not making this up. This isn't part of a joke. This is
I saw this coming. I mean, okay, so in America we have rules against, you know, altering your DNA for this, that, or the other, but I knew this was going to come once CRISPR started existing.
Right, yeah.
So, okay, well, guess what's going to happen?
China's going to tell their listeners what CRISPR is.
So CRISPR's gene editing technology. So you can, in theory, get an injection and it will go to your cells and edit your genes in whichever way you've designed this to do. And when this came out, it's like, okay, well, the United States might have a rule against this, but China doesn't. And I mean, what position does that put us in? So if they start, say, making a program to have hyper intelligence because we have identified certain genes that are associated with high intelligence, like, do you really think this restriction is going to hold on?
Do you have a moral objection to that sort of experimentation, either of you guys?
I don't. In fact, I think human beings are going to evolve into a dichotomy, two different subsections of humanity. One will be the space explorers. I think that humans are going to realize pretty quickly that in order to successfully navigate space and travel long distances, that human modification will be necessary to do that. And that people will, you know, gravitate towards that if that's what they want to do. And then other people will just sort of remain what I'd like to call the natural humans and just stay here on Earth. So there will be a faction of humans that are going to be the explorers, and they will all be sort of incentivized to become modified human beings so that they can endure space travel long term, travel to other planets and stay out in space for a long period of time, all that kind of stuff, because humans are way too fragile for that kind of stuff. So
does your opinion change if that modification is required, like pre-birth, as in the development stage, like you're going to be bred to be an explorer?
Gattaca style?
Sure, why not?
Well, I mean, it does create a question of if there are long-term explorers who perhaps voluntarily became modified and then they procreate while they're out in space, then, you know, I mean, I guess...
Well, if you look at
the kid doesn't have any choice at that point, much like people don't have any choice of the plot of land that they're born on, right?
True.
Some people have different rights just based on the geography that they fell out of their mom's vagina.
Well, and if you look at epigenetics, that might happen without trying. So their epigenetics, it's a new science, but they found that the activities you engage in your lifetime actually get encoded in which parts of your DNA do and do not get used. So the people that did end up going to space, you know, for like these seasteading style colonies or what have you, they would have different epigenetics, and that would get passed on to their children.
Right, a couple of generations down the road, and they wouldn't be quite as human as the earthbound humans.
They would have a different expression.
Right.
They would probably still be compatible genetically, but they would have very different expression.
Right.
I think some people would just draw the line between a natural birth mutation versus a breeding program, either public or private, where those things are specifically placed to breed people who are able to go into space.
Well, you asked about the morality on it, and like everything else, I think it really comes down to, is it voluntary?
Right.
So, I mean, am I okay with people changing their bodies? It's your body. Do what you want with it.
Right.
Am I okay with people having to have their bodies changed? Not so much.
Yeah.
But it would not be voluntary for the group of beings born that this was encoded into them before they had a chance to consent or not.
That's true.
Right. Well, and that kind of brings up the question of adulthood again, right? When is somebody adult enough to make their own decision? It certainly isn't an age that we can put on everybody across the board. There has to be some other way of evaluating that to make those decisions.
Sure.
603-283-6160. Would you choose to become an augmented human to travel in space?
Yes.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
that's how space travel is possible today.
Oh, wait. Did that go out live?
Oh, oops. I gave away the secrets. It is 603-283-6160. That's the name of the show. No, that's the phone number for the studio if you want to call and be part of the show.
The game's basically over. You might as well call in.
The game is over?
No, but I mean...
The game is up. The game is really up. The jig is up.
But if they were watching the game, they wouldn't know that you just said that.
That is true.
If you're listening to Free Talk Live but watching the superb owl, Richie Rich has a spoiler for you.
No, I don't. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a spoiler guy. The game. Cubs win! Cubs win!
Tom Brady hit a home run.
Heard he got 3 points for it.
3 points, nice. Patrick Mahomes had a touchback.
He's not doing anything, as far as I can see.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
This is Free Talk Live, if you were wondering. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
Someone maybe even might give a presentation on why libertarians should social distance and mask up.
That would be ironic.
I'm getting the death stare from the camera.
I was hoping for a witty retort, but I got nothing. I got nothing. I will explain. That's how space travel is possible today is a thing that me and my friends used to say when, you know, like you're standing around talking about something that you shouldn't be talking about at work, for example, and like somebody that you don't really trust very much, like kind of comes by and like to see like what you're talking about, like you can tell they're walking up to you, they want to get in the conversation, and you see them coming up and they got that big old look in their eyes. They're like, I'm going to be friends with these guys. Like, and that's how space travel is possible today.
That's just mean. Yeah. Well, my favorite way to like end the discussion when you obviously don't have any interest in it is, sorry, bro, I'm just not that into Pokemon.
All right, before we continue talking about Homo Robocopus, let's go to Buzz Lightyear calling from New Mexico. Buzz, you're on Free Talk Live.
To infinity!
And beyond!
I forgot my line. What's my line?
Medic!
Medic! Cut!
What's on your mind tonight?
Apparently not much. Was that the year that you're broadcasting from? Is that what you gave out?
The year we're broadcasting from?
The year 603-283-6160?
Oh, I thought it was the year 3109. There's your spoiler.
Hey, I got a cool, really cool way for you if you want to travel back in time and see Neanderthals.
Okay.
Come to New Mexico.
And check out the court system?
The cops in the court system.
That's the worst. Yeah, you should see the judges, man.
Hey, that is the kind of racism I will not tolerate. Neanderthals are wonderful.
Maybe these are Cro-Magnons. I can't really tell the difference.
Are you sure they're not Are you sure they're not Zinjanthropy? Zinjanthropus? What's the plural of Zinjanthropus?
That's
the one. That's them. That's them. Especially that guy on the radio on KKOV on Saturday and Sunday mornings. That guy especially.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he, you should hear him.
He brought up the Neanderthals, or Neanderthals, if you're one of those people that likes pronouncing it that way instead. That's like the interesting spinoff of how, like, evolution would occur, potentially, as you look at space travel, right? Because there's like, sexual compatibility, but clearly one won out over it. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have parallel humans going forward, one bred for space travel and one bred for, like, manual labor here on the Earth,
right.
It could be as similar to the split.
But that'll be evolutionary, not decision. Well, I mean, I guess it'd be kind of be decision-based, right?
Yeah.
If it's voluntary, then, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, why do they call them Neanderthals if they're so short and squat?
I don't know, because, like, I don't know any girls who wear tongs.
All I'm interested in is your mother's Neander Valley.
we're getting into your mom jokes there, Buzz. Do you have anything else that you would like to say?
No, I had nothing, man. That's why I called you.
Okay, well, thanks for the call.
Perfect.
Buzz Lightyear from New Mexico. To infinity and beyond, he's definitely in the beyond section.
Absolutely.
And since we're touching on space travel, yet again, one of the news stories that might have slipped through the cracks, and I don't know how much discussion it merits, but they seem to have found life on Venus. Like, that's not a setup for a joke. Like, they actually discovered certain
microbial
compounds.
Life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Certain compounds that should only happen if you have something living on Venus,
yeah.
Which is wild because it's a pretty darn inhospitable environment.
Well, I think it's pretty ridiculous for humans to have assumed, I'm not saying everybody did, but some humans did assume that we are the only life in the universe.
Mm.
Right? And it's like, no, there are how many billions of star systems, and for us to be the only life in the entire universe, I mean, that seems pretty preposterous to me.
See, now, I struggle with that. Sorry, because I struggle with that idea of it, because as an atheist, I would use like the same excuse for lack of a supreme being, right? There might be a supreme being. There might be other life in the universe, but as it stands right now, aside from maybe your microbes on Venus, right, where is the evidence to support that claim? And that's what we have to rely on.
You're correct. It is an assumption.
Yeah.
But it's an assumption made on the available data of the billions of universi. What's the plural? Universes?
Universes. Now, I will say that we are most likely the only life form that we can meaningfully interact with. I mean, we have enough trouble interacting with other life forms that are actually on this planet. So the idea of some other life form,
country.
Like turning out bipedal, for example, like, come on.
Or carbon-based.
Well, right. I mean, if I were an alien life form and I had the ability to cruise around and check out planet Earth, I'd be like, hey, everybody, stay away from those guys. They ain't ready yet. Because we certainly are not. I mean, we can't, like you're saying, we can't even get along with each other for the most part.
Once you land in New Mexico, they're ready for you.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the economy continues to struggle from the effects of the pandemic, the employment landscape is coming under more scrutiny. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's concerned by the current state of employment. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that after Friday's job report, the job market has a big hole to dig out of.
Just 6,000 private sector jobs created 49,000 overall, and that's after a month in which we actually saw a job loss. So, yeah, we have 10 million people unemployed, 4 million have dropped out of the labor market, and another 2 million are working part-time who really would like full-time work. So we're in a deep hole with respect to the job market and a long way to dig out.
This is USA Radio News. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents revising how they handle arrests and is expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after the White House's initial order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seen concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do. I support ICE. I support the men and women that are there. We just got to find that right policy.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our phone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
And we have been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but a lot of it's sort of science fiction based. This latest article from the New York Post says that France and China are developing biologically engineered super soldiers. And no, this is actual.
This is not a drill.
This is not a drill. This is not science fiction. This is not something we made up. What's going on? What's happening?
It's fake news out of China to throw off the Americans.
This goes on to say, we've reached the point now where we could potentially manipulate people's DNA to breed them extra strength, endurance, and other things just as we do with animals, Clark said. Just as we've done with standard cattle to give them more back, we can do that now very precisely with humans.
Just wait until they want to play collegiate sports.
Now, maybe I don't keep up on the news as much as I should, but when did they start giving super strength to cows? When did they start giving enhanced senses to other animals? Are there hyper wolves that I should be concerned about?
Only in Canada.
Yeah, I think...
Yes, they have mechanical howls up there.
Yeah,
I believe that there are... genetically modified cows in the restaurants around the world. You know, beef, right? You know.
Have they been genetically modified to be willing to be eaten?
I doubt that.
Circa Douglas Adams?
Yeah, I don't think that that has occurred. No.
Okay.
Yeah. However, humans have been doing this even before, we'll say, you know, like DNA programming or CRISPR has been around, by just breeding.
Yeah,
just breeding, right? Look at all the different, you know, show dogs.
Yeah, the genetic
and
modification
that kind of thing.
I trust.
Right.
Because you're not going to mess it up.
Okay, but if you mess it up and you just scrap it, right, what makes the natural method more economical or better?
Or than, more moral or ethical.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Than CRISPR or any other sort of scientific modification.
Well, like, I'm glad you asked, because sometimes when you start mucking about with the genes, the organism rejects it.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if you, like one of the popular things to do these days is to take the part of salmon that lets them avoid getting frozen and, you know, put it in strawberries.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That way it's a more frost-resistant fishberry.
But even with, like, natural breeding processes, and I'm just going to dogs because I kind of know something about breeding dogs.
German, I mean, it's not infallible.
Purebreds, like German Shepherds, for example, are infamous for having hip problems as they get older. And it's because of the purebred nature of the dog.
Right.
Purebred is a very nice way of saying heavily inbred.
Right. Whereas if the German Shepherd is crossed with another breed of dog that doesn't have this chronic problem, the dogs enjoy a much fuller and healthier, you know, age life when they reach that age. So,
or plants with fruit. There's people that, you know, like splice the fruit branch of a fruit tree onto another tree, and it grows the fruit of the original tree.
Right.
From the new tree.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what makes that more ethical than monkeying around with, you know, CRISPR or DNA programs?
Well, so some of the things that can happen. So you've got your strawberry with fish DNA, for example. Now, one of the things that can happen to that is that that chunk that you just spliced into there might get rejected from their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that happens, there's a couple of things that can happen with that. So it might kick this out and then try and fill the void, but it doesn't know what to fill it with. So it just does random things there. So you end up with just random proteins being created. That's one thing that can happen.
Before you go on, is your concern then that as a human, we will ingest that modified strawberry and not know the results of that change as we digest it?
That's one possible issue.
Otherwise, if it like mutates and the strawberry's not viable, you throw it away and try another experiment.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you might end up ingesting a strawberry that, like, you know, the next generation doesn't have cognitive thought. Whoops! So another thing that can happen is that that chunk that gets rejected from the DNA might actually start wandering, trying to find a new place for it to fit itself into.
Right, and so, create a new subspecies or something. Right. Strawberry-flavored salmon.
Right. Yeah, and you just don't know what that's going to do. So
but that's why you experiment. You do the experiment, you look at the results, see what happens, and you go like, whoops, or yay!
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you never know when an absolutely catastrophic error is going to occur.
Okay.
So, I mean, most of the time it's not going to be a big problem, but one of those times, it's going to be super Ebola.
Okay. The one thing about humans that I am fairly certain of is that human beings are tinkerers, regardless. Doesn't matter what culture you're from, you know, doesn't matter what continent you grew up on, what government you're under, people like to mess with things. We like to build things, right? We're tinkerers, right? We like to explore, we like to solve, right? We like to find out, what does this do? We're curious people.
And GMO foods is how you feed, like, the largest population ever, right? Like, they would starve to death if it wasn't for
corn
genetically modified, that they can sustain their life on and sustain the current population of the planet.
Maybe. I mean, it's really tough to tell, honestly, what ability we would have if we didn't have governments getting in the way of feeding.
That's true, because there is a surplus of food on the planet. There's more than enough food for every human being on the planet. What we have is a distribution problem because, governments won't get out of the way.
Right.
Okay. But I don't think... I don't think you would have that level if everything was, you know, organically grown, non-genetically modified.
Right. Could somebody have invented a version of corn that wasn't genetically modified, that was bred, that is as resilient as the GMO corn?
Well, people do that.
Good question.
They crossbreed vegetables, you know, like that,
right,
with the seeds,
mm-hmm,
right? There's an anecdote about, you know, the farmer who, like, wins the corn competition every year, and you go, well, how do you win every year? And he goes, well, I give, you know, the good corn to my neighbors so they can go good corn too. And it's like, well, if you give them that, then aren't you introducing competition? It's like, no, because the corn pollen crossbreeds, mm-hmm, right? And if they don't grow good corn, my corn will drop in quality as well. So in order for me to have the best corn, they also have to be able to grow the best corn.
Mm.
So there's crossbreeding anyway.
And this is also one of the issues when, for example, Monsanto comes up with a corn that can only grow in the presence of Roundup,
right,
is that its pollen can get into, like, you know, normal corn, and you have the same problem.
Right.
And then they will sue you for copyright infringement.
Right. And I'm totally against that. Right? But for them,
I'm also against you, like, monkeying with it in the first place. Leave it alone.
But people monkey with it anyway. It's just they do it a different way than crossbreeding or cross-pollination.
And if we had a decent court system, if they ruin your entire crop, you could actually sue them. But
and I would be
Monsanto,
for that.
So good luck.
Yeah. I would be for that. If they're going to have that weird stuff and it's going to negatively impact your crop, you have been damaged, you are owed something.
Well, due to DNA manipulations, according to this article, future soldiers could also be immune to disease and feelings.
Perfect killing machines.
That's right. A recent report by the International Society for Military Ethics in Europe, obtained by The Sun, reveals a dystopic arena full of bionic men capable of fighting, quote, all the time, unquote. Enhanced soldiers would be reduced to bionic men who run fast, do not need sleep, eat and drink very little, and can fight all the time, the report states. A new species is born, Homo Robocopus.
Sounds like teenage boys to me.
Watching RoboCop? I wish I had a quote from RoboCop. I don't have one off the top of my head. 603-283-6160. Something about you're coming with me. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The final segment of this Sunday night science fiction edition.
The superb Sunday night science fiction edition.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, very well. Very well. Well done. I'd give out the phone number, but it's probably too late for you to get on the air.
Unless you have, in fact, mastered the art of the closed time-like curve.
In which case, you already know the number.
Call in and we'll take it live. Unscreened. We'll unscreened in the last segment?
I don't know, man. No. I don't know. I'm quick with the dump button, but...
That's all you need.
I've been challenged recently.
Okay.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
So we've been talking about this article from the New York Post, talking about super soldiers coming soon. Enhanced soldiers would be reduced to bionic men.
Coming soon to an abuse of power near you.
Yeah, this is definitely going to get out of hand with governments, because you know that this is all going to start. One government's going to start doing this, and then it's going to be another weapons race, much like the nuclear arms
Let it
race.
Go. Yeah. I mean, okay. So let's talk about this first.
I think so.
I understand that, but how much of modern warfare is soldiers in, like, ground warfare?
Oh, it's all video games now, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
there's still ground troops. They have to do, you know...
Okay, well...
Yeah. But what if you had an unlimited supply?
It's a fair point, but okay. How useful is something like a SEAL team? Pretty darn.
Right.
Okay, so it's going to be that. Going to be super soldier, a super soldier race, but not for like a marching line of red infantry with muskets, no, but for like a strategical strike from a very, very capable unit.
Okay, then I don't think it's going to be as big of a problem as they're breeding an entire army of super soldiers to do what? You just push the button and the drone flies and bombs whatever.
Make sure you wear your mask.
Okay.
Yeah, to root out people.
That would be more of a police system then, less of a soldiers.
Well, right. So think about areas of the world. I'm thinking the mountains of Iraq, for example, where no superpower has ever been able to take control of because the population is heavily armed. They're able to hide in these system of caves that nobody from outside of that area is even familiar with.
Okay.
And so what better to root out that type of an enemy than super soldiers who never tire, never need sleep, can keep going on, yeah, et cetera, and so on.
No, I get it, but then I think then you're saying you regress back to like empire building in the textual definition.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you march in the soldiers to take this plot of land, and if you have the best super soldiers, you get the plot of land.
Well, Sir Lawrence Friedman, professor of war studies at KCL, told the Sun that robotics are of more importance than the DNA manipulation. So this would be, technologically improving the humans. There are people going back into combat in ways they wouldn't have been able to before because prosthetics have been improved. You can use Google glasses. There's lots of things you can do now with a modern soldier that makes them much more effective than they were in the past. If you want people to act just according to orders going into great danger, the other trend you can see is that is pretty active at the moment is drones, autonomous vehicles, and so on. While France claims it will abide by humanitarian law, French Armed Forces Minister Florence Parly warned, "We have to be clear, not everyone has the same scruples as us, and we have to prepare ourselves for such a future," she said. Here are some of the tech in progress to create the Homo Robocompus, according to The Sun. Brain microchips. France has been given the all-clear to develop microchips to enhance soldier brain power. Bionic eyes. Being developed in Hong Kong, this gives users infrared and night vision. Super hearing. The U.S. Tactical Communication and Protective Systems are smart earbuds which boost soldiers' hearing to be near superhuman. I could use a pair of those. Health implant. DARPA, the Pentagon's research arm, is developing cyborg implants to monitor and combat combat efficiency. Enhanced limbs. A DEVCON report revealed plans to equip U.S. soldiers with enhanced limbs for increased strength. Exoskeleton legs. We've seen this in science fiction movies. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Army has tested an exoskeleton which can be attached to soldiers' legs and can increase their productivity by up to 27 times. Synthetic blood. Respirocyte is a theoretical red blood cell that could help soldiers not get out of breath and stay underwater for hours. Pain immunity. DARPA's Persistence in Combat Initiative would allow soldiers to have their pain suppressed for 30 days. Imagine all of those things in one super soldier.
Everything you listed so far, aside from the brain implant, sounds like a positive to me.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Well, right. So you mentioned that, how much of combat is really done person to person anyway? Okay, yeah, fair enough. But here's one of the things that you can do. So if you have your genetically engineered super soldier for enhanced neurological response, better multitasking, things like that, well, great. So they can, fly 50 drones at the same time with a better visual system than any computer has, because humans do still have the advantage on visual systems.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a lot of applications on this. Now, honestly, as far as genetic engineering goes, the thing that really concerns me is that they might, isolate the genes that make us, libertarian, that makes us want to question the powers that be.
That's why I don't like the brain implant.
Right. So there's the brain implant, and there's the possibility of genetic engineering. Like, what if they, say, make a disease that is also a retrovirus that just takes those genes out of the population?
Right. Yeah, no.
And all of a sudden, my kind ceases to exist.
Well, so this list of things, these implants, if you will, these additions that don't require any sort of genetic modification, these are the things that I think are going to propel people into the spacefaring people.
Sure.
Right? The modified humans, right? You seek out these modifications that make you, that give you, different powers, abilities to heal, abilities to not feel pain, abilities to
survive. That's
why
I like
stuff.
All the powers except for the brain implant, because if they can control your will, right, or your mental faculties, then they can use all of those to your disadvantage.
Right.
Then again, Anonymous might hack it.
Which would be even worse because then you're just posting memes all day with your super finger button.
Wait, so I already have a superpower? I didn't know that. Wow, I'm genetically superior.
All of a sudden, Pepe the Frog is everywhere. No, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like, all of those are net benefit for Earth application or, you know, spacefaring application if they don't mess with your brain. Like, if you keep your free will and your intellect intact.
Except it kind of depends, because you're making a power differential there. So the people that can afford, you know, super eyes, ears, and blood, if they want to say, you know, enslave a population that can't do all of that, they're going to have a much easier time doing it.
How about this? The creation of these superhumans and or super soldiers, because I assume the first ones are going to be soldiers. They're not going to be like, hey, regular Joe, let's get you some super implants. That's not going to happen.
With burgers at mock speed.
Right, yeah. I assume that's not going to happen. But what if the creation of these modified human beings, whether they're genetic or technologically modified or both, coincide with the advent of the singularity?
And those are the ones that take over? Or that they create the computer module that takes over?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you end up with Terminator, and then the Muggle humans have to fight back.
The Muggle humans?
Yeah, the ordinaries, the normal people that don't have superpowers.
Right.
Well, and I think it's the emergence of these technologies that makes it so important right now to get out there and find ways to get around the institutions that have been enslaving us.
I also don't worry too much about the wealth disparity. Because the wealthy people are always going to have more, better, bigger things than normal people anyway. Like, that's one of the benefits of being wealthy, man. Right. So if you introduce a new technology, guess who gets it first? The wealthy. And trickle-down economics might not be a thing, but if you don't have those first movers investing in those high prices early, lower people don't ever get the chance to, you know, experience those technologies.
Well, but the problem is that the highest wealth disparities are when you have the government protectionism. So those wealthy people are not just good at their stuff, they're politically connected.
I'm with you, Peakless. I would like to see all of these institutions, like, well, government, for example, who claim a monopoly on violence, to get out of everybody's way so that these things can be explored voluntarily and independently, rather than only being funneled to humanity through the violence of government.
Right, and I will accept that too. Don't pin it on me like I'm supporting the government, you know, the government doing all these things. I'm not, but I can see the development of it being positive.
Word.
It's definitely positive.
We're out of time. Join us tomorrow. Free Talk Live. Peace.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.